last night, there was the second presidential debate between John McCain and Barack Obama. And among many things, they were asked if health care is a right or a responsibility.
I think it's a responsibility in this respect, in that we should have available and affordable health care to every American citizen.
I think it should be a right for every American.
Not only were people watching this across the country, but they were also online blogging. On the Politico blog, The Arena, current and former elected officials, from them to voters from across the country, were gathered. And Politico senior editor Fred Barbash was moderating. He joins us. He's on the line from Washington this morning. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Fred.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
So give us an overview of what people were blogging about.
Well, it's very interesting. The theme of the blogging, if you will, was kind of bring back Sarah. People were bored. People were unhappy with the format. Ron Bonjean, who was an old hand on the Hill, one of the senior strategists there, said the mechanical Abraham Lincoln robot from Epcot Center would keep the attention span of more Americans than this debate could ever do. Tom Brokaw has now completely hijacked the questions to try to save this failed format. One of my participants, Daniela Leger, sent me a note right in the middle saying, I thought this was going to be exciting. I'm flipping through my BlackBerry after 20 minutes. And I've got to tell you, I sense from my reader reaction that I'd be interesting to see the ratings, because I think people were falling off, turning off, nodding off during this debate. And my group, which includes not just elected officials, but scholars and activists of every kind, basically these are people who are intensely interested in the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are bored, then I can imagine what the citizen who doesn't have a lot of time to study issues must have been feeling.
Mm-hmm.
During this debate. And a lot of it, the reaction on Arena was attributable to the forum, and they wished that it hadn't been done this way. There was a real absence of interaction between the people, who essentially were stick figures, and the candidates who did not interact with them, and Brokaw's kind of booming, authoritative voice trying to cut off the comments and let's stick to the format here and let's watch those lights. And, you know,
it's a tough position that he's in.
Oh,
I was actually blogging too, Fred, and I was really impressed by the number of people who multitask, who were commenting on the debate as it was unfolding. But let's go beyond the specifics of the forum.
Sure.
There certainly were some specific big themes, one of them being that John McCain went into this debate lagging in the polls. And so there was this sense that somehow he's got to turn his campaign around. And last night was the opportunity to do it. What did your blogger say about his performance and what he had to say?
Most of them felt that he did fine, but not fine enough. He had to score, both substantively and stylistically, if you will, a significant gain out of this. And he did not, and therefore, to the extent that he didn't, you've got the status quo, and the status quo, especially with the news that you've just reported, strongly favors Obama. Celinda Lake, who is a pollster and generally careful about these things, sent a note towards the end essentially declaring the election over.
Well,
so she quickly qualified that.
Well, but Fred, you know, that's consistent. I watched Gergen briefly on CNN before the debate began. I mean, he was all over. It's over for McCain. I mean, he was very, very negative and said that McCain had to hit it totally out of the park to even have a chance. I'm surprised. Are you hearing that from people like Gergen?
Well, Dave is not on this forum, but yes, that's the same theme, that he, you know, these people don't sit and take careful notes about the issues here. They make an overall judgment, and that judgment either moves the needle or doesn't move the needle. And the feeling was that to the extent it moved the needle at all last night, it was not in McCain's direction. So it being on a sort of bad curve as it is, that's pretty bad news for him. And this economy news that just gets worse and worse every
right,
morning,
indeed.
You know. And I think that kind of cast a pall over the whole debate, to tell you the truth.
Fred Barbash, we can't thank you enough for coming back to The Takeaway.
It's my pleasure.
Stuff.
Fred Barbash is a senior editor at Politico.com. He moderates the Arena page, so check that out.